More people are buying illicit drugs like ecstasy and cocaine on the internet, according to a new report. The Global Drug Survey 2015 found the shift was a result of cheaper prices online compared with on the street. The report has revealed the price of ecstasy pills in Australia is now double the global average. Meanwhile, it appears Australians are among the biggest users of prescription drugs. British addiction psychiatrist and survey founder Dr. Adam Winstock spoke with David Taylor.
I just think it's kind of a reflection of the normal sort of e-commerce we see. You know, buying things online gives you product range. I think there's an opportunity of getting improved quality. I think some people will perceive it as safer, and certainly a lot of people say it's safer to buy drugs online. There's less risk of, you know, getting involved in face-to-face dealing conflicts.
And is it gaining a wider access across the spectrum of users? Are we going to see more younger people taking up drugs because of the easier access online, or am I barking up the wrong tree?
No, I mean, listen, I think that's a really legitimate worry that that the dark net would attract new people. But in fact, I think what we're seeing is simply a displacement of people who would otherwise buy drugs on the street. I think they're shifting to online.
And in terms of alcohol, does the survey find that alcohol is much more of a problem in society than we perhaps make out at the moment?
I think society knows it's a problem. You know, I mean, New South Wales knows it's a problem. That's why they brought in lockouts. The three things that really struck me...
Are Australians more addicted, though, to alcohol than our counterparts in the rest of the world?
Listen, you're up there with the Dutch, the Irish, the UK and the Kiwis. Certainly, I think Aussies drink above their weight. And, you know, it's about a third of the Australian drinking population that we surveyed wanted to drink less. And, of course, the people who filled our survey in from Australia were in their late 30s, professional, educated. You know, these are people you kind of would think, I'm kind of tempted to say, might know better. But actually, there are a bunch of people who are probably really functional, and alcohol is part of their life. But lots of people are drinking way more than is good for them.
And what about prescription drugs? How do Australians stack up compared to the rest of the world with drugs that you can buy from the chemist?
The Americans remain the world leaders in prescription drug use, but Australia is not far behind. And I think we are seeing a gradual escalation in the misuse of prescription opioids, benzodiazepine and sleeping tablets. And I think in part that's because other sorts of opiate drugs that are available in Australia are really expensive. And that's the other thing that probably characterises the Australian drug scene more than anything else, is you have really expensive drugs.
Doctor, why is that?
Because it's really difficult to get anything in to your country. You know, I mean, I've been stopped at border control and I've kind of flown in and I've had an apple with me and, you know, that's been a several hundred dollar fine. But I think the other thing is that I think New Zealand and Australia, the markets are probably too small for drug cartels to set up dealing networks. And the other important thing is that Australia's got crystal meth. And I think that...
Otherwise known as ice.
Probably, yeah, absolutely. And I think in a way, if you want a cheap stimulant, you've already got it. The fact that you've got one that's incredibly dangerous and is causing havoc for a lot of people's mental health and well-being is a bit unfortunate. I think the reason Australia will probably be protected from running into serious cocaine problems is because at about $350 a gram, most people are probably going to think there's better ways they can spend their money.
British addiction psychiatrist Dr. Adam Winstock speaking with David Taylor.